Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Hey, welcome back. So we're in the ALCS, not the ALDS. I forgot about a round. The wild card round goes by so quickly. You forget that, yes, we are on the ALCS. Jonah Heim, Amherst grad, with a home run last night against the Astros. So congrats to him, and we'll see. Can Amherst's own get into the World Series? Still a long, long way to go. All right. So, I said before the break, remember back in school? I ask that question a lot. Maybe it's because I haven't grown up. Remember back in school, you would get your report card, you know? And I always dreaded the day my report card would come home because, you know, let's just say there's some classes I didn't do overly well in. And, you know, I knew the reaction. The reaction from my parents would not be good when my... you know, A's and B's were C's and D's, and maybe even an F. So, yeah. But, so the grades kind of took the focus in the Beamer house because they weren't the best. But under the grades would also be reasonings for why my grades were so low, right? Or why my grades were good. I did get some good grades. I know I overemphasize my struggles in high school, but I did have classes where I did very well. I just want to say. And, you know, you would have the comments under your grade, right? It would say, you know, math, C. And then under that, it would be homework handed in late or something along those lines. Distraction to self and others. That was a big one for me because I was not good at being quiet, which I guess, you know, is good at being a radio host. But I was not good at being quiet. And I talked in class. I'm one of these people that if something, and you've probably noticed this when I'm hosting and it probably annoys you, when something pops in my head, I have to say it right away. Like, I'm not going to hold on to it because, now again, the FCC is not going to want to hear this. My boss isn't going to want to hear this. Nothing's as good as when you first can say it. If you have a minute to think about it and censor yourself, nothing's as good as the minute you... I didn't have that censor on myself in high school, okay? So if something funny came to my mind, I wouldn't think, what's the situation here? I would just blurt out what came to my mind, right? And sometimes it would be during just a regular class, sometimes during a test. I did not have that control in my teens to turn off, right? So if it came to mind, I would say it. I remember I had a chalkboard eraser thrown at me once because I spoke out of turn. But one of those comments that I think everyone got at least once, because I got it, so I'm sure everybody got it, was "works well with others." And that was a compliment. You know, this student works well with others. This student is good with team projects. Now, I have to say, as much as I struggled in certain things at school, I think I always excelled in team projects, right? So I did get that "works well with others" comment a few times throughout school. And, you know, to this day, I would like to think that if Tim Wenger had to put, had to give me a report card and had to put comments under the grade, I'm not going to speculate what my grade would be. But the comments under my grade, I would say that he would put "works well with others." I'd say that that comment has followed me from high school to college and beyond. My question to you is, do you think that can be said for a majority of people? Can that be said for people in your life? Can that be said for you? You can be honest 803-0930, star 930. And is it important to be able to work with others? Now, there have been situations in my life, I will be brutally honest, where I probably could have been better working with others. I mean, there are times, and I will say this, I might get myself fired if I admit too many things. When I'm on the other side of the glass producing, I am not, and I told Tanner this, probably like one of the first times we met, Tanner, I said this, I am not the best at training people. And I think my patience is getting better because I have a kid now, so I'm developing more patience. But I am not the best at training on the other side of the glass because I have a certain way I want to run things. And if I see one thing out of place, I just want to kick that person out and run the show myself. Now, that would probably not be considered working well with others. That's a problem I know I have to work on. That's a problem I know I have to fix. But I would admit that in that particular situation, I probably don't work well with others. And that's a situation where it needs to be it's very important to work well with others. But if you just go through your average day, right? People you work with, we've all worked with a person that doesn't work well with others. We've all worked with a person that would be better off just in an office by themselves and not in the team meetings. Maybe you're that person. Customer service. I mean, I know that's an easy one to pick on. Customer service, I would say, is one where you have to be able to work with the other person on the other side of the phone, right? Or the other side of the counter. I mean, how many times have you called to complain about something? And I don't mean the people who call and complain about everything. But what about the people you call, complain about something? Something was wrong. You got the wrong order. And, you know, the person on the side of the phone is just no help. Just no help at all. You get passed to person, and you either give up or, you know, it's an hour or 2 hour long thing. Again, right there, being able to work well with others, being able to communicate what steps need to be taken. That might have been a stretch of an example. 803-0930, star 930. So that's my first part of this topic. Working well with others. Would you say you do work well with others? Is it important to work well with others in 2023? And what examples of others not working well with others? Not well worded, Joe. And then let's go back to high school because, you know, I like to do these throwback shows. Let's go back to high school. What was the... tell me about a report card you dreaded. And what... I'm not sure I understand. My watch does not understand. And what comments do you remember getting on your report card? Let me tell you, I dreaded every report card from freshman year to senior year. And more than the report card, I would dread the progress reports. The progress reports that would come halfway through the semester, those I dreaded more than anything because it's an in-depth, right? The report card has the grade and maybe two lines under it. A progress report looks like a speeding ticket, right? And it's got everything on there. And by my junior year, these things were typed out, not written out. And they were sent in the mail, not sent home with the student. And, you know, again, a lot of my struggles would be, and by struggles, I mean not getting homework in. I was not the best at homework. It's something that I will make sure to work with my son. And my parents tried to work with me. And, you know, no fault to my parents. They did everything they could. But it's something that I will have to stress to my son. Like, be in a position to where you don't have to get an A on the exam to graduate. That is what I will tell my son. Luckily, obviously, I did. I didn't stay in high school later or anything. But, you know, if it wasn't for missed homework assignments, that exam would not have been as important to my graduation. It would have been important. You want a higher GPA, but it would not have been important to my graduation. But those progress reports, they would come out. And, you know, I remember one, and I can't remember if it was 9 or 10. I might be thinking 9 just because of Ferris Bueller. But, you know, we're halfway through the semester, which is what, 5 weeks? So 5 weeks, and I got a progress report that I had missed 10 homework assignments already that semester. And I remember the reaction. My parents were none too pleased. And, you know, how can you miss 10 homework assignments? What are you doing? You know, because I can be honest now. My parents can't ground me. I don't live at home. Statute of limitations have gone out. You know, I would go in my room, say, I'm doing homework now. Turn on my radio. And I would either just intently listen, close my eyes, play PlayStation or GameCube, depending on the year. Take a nap. I've always been big on taking a nap. Oh, I'll do homework when I'm done. Take a nap. And then, you know, you wake up, the Sabres are on, and then you go to bed. I was also like a big one of thinking I'll get homework done in homeroom the next morning. But the funny thing is I never went to homeroom because I was on the morning announcements. So I didn't have that time, but I would convince myself that I'd have this time in the morning or even my junior and senior year. Now, my GPA, luckily, was still high enough to get free periods, so I was never low to, you know, if you were failing, you would get put in a study hall. You couldn't have free periods. So my grades were always high enough to have free periods to be on sports teams, just in case you're wondering, Joe, how low were your grades? But I would always fool myself. And then my junior year, I had first period free. So I'd go in, do the morning announcements, and then I'd have the whole first period. But here's the thing. You can go wherever you want. I had a car. I could drive somewhere. So a lot of times, instead of doing the homework, again, I'm not proud of this. I'm just giving you my example of why I got these progress reports. I would, I could do my homework, or me and a bunch of friends could go to McDonald's for breakfast. What one do you think I picked most of the time? And that would lead to, and I still find myself doing this now, right? You know, my wife will say, hey, you know, do this. Could you do this for me before you go to work today? Oh, yes, of course, of course. And I keep telling her, I'll do that later. I'll do it right before I leave. Oh, I can take that on the way out. And then she gets home and I get a text. You know, why are there dirty diapers on the floor? Oh, yeah. I forgot that I was eventually going to pick those up and throw them away. 803-0930, star 930. Works well with others. Do you notice the same, more, less? Is it even important in 2023? And tell me about that report card you dreaded. Asking you, take me back to school. Tell me about that dreaded report card. Or works well with others. It was, you'd love to see that, right? You might get a C+ in a class, but if it says works well with others, at least you could probably negotiate a lesser punishment with your parents. If you had decent comments, I may have tried that once or twice when I actually had decent comments. But, you know, homework always late, disruption to self and others. Never did I get works well with others and also a disruption to self and others under the same class. That never happened. Obviously, those would probably negate each other. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the show. Yeah, I mean, to Alan's point, the principal's office at Amherst, it was the dean of students' office. And I did find myself there regularly. And in middle school, the assistant principal's office, Mrs. Barnes was our assistant principal back in the day. And she probably was very happy when I moved on to the high school because that probably freed up a lot of her time that I wasn't in there getting detentions assigned to me. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the show. I mean, I had it all, right? Lunch detention, detention, morning detention, in-school suspension. Never got out-of-school suspension, though. So at least I held on to that. Never had to spend a day out of school, but I did get 3 days of in-school suspension. Detentions were just—they just handed those things out like Halloween candy, you know. I mean, but here's the thing: I deserved each and every one of them, right? The detentions I deserved. The in-school suspension's a different story, and maybe we'll get into that at a different time. Detentions I deserved every one, and now you hear this talk of schools getting rid of detention. Why? I mean, hey, I would say stuff in class. I would disrupt class. I'd be late to class, right? I think I deserve probably every detention. I don't know why taking away those detentions. So now we have no way to discipline in school. So if a kid's going to disrupt the class, we just continue to let them disrupt the class. If Joe Beamer's in that class, we're going to continue to let Joe Beamer disrupt the class without paying the price. You know, I mean, I would get a lot less detentions in lacrosse season because I would not want my coach to discover that I was this misbehaved kid in the classroom. But yeah, I had it all. I remember sixth grade, Mr. Bardo's detention. The first detention I ever got, Mr. Bardo's detention, and you had to sit there with your hands folded the entire time, right? Until the 45 minutes was up. And that was probably the first, and it kicked off a career middle school and high school detentions. 803-0930-930. That gets you on the show today if you want to talk about school discipline, school report cards. And again, works well with others. It was important on our report card. Is it important now? And do you notice more of it or less of it? 803-0930, star 930. It's Beamer in for Bowerly. We are taking your calls after this on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. It is Beamer in for Bowerly this week on News Radio 930 WBEN. Hope you're having yourself a fantastic Tuesday. We were looking back at our actions in school. And if some of those comments you got on your report card are still important today, like works well with others. I would say working well with others is still a important trait to have, right? Again, it depends on if you work for yourself. I mean, I would still say you'd have to work well with others, right? If you are if you own a company, you work for yourself and your company is working, you know, is having customers, you're going to eventually have to work well with others. Then we branched out to, you know, what was a report card you dreaded? What were some of the things said on your report card? And then Alan Harris had to bring up the principal's office, and I asked about your times in the principal's office. But no one wants to talk. I mean, come on. After a few years, there's no shame. I mean, unless you did something really bad, I guess. But if you're like me and you just yell in class, I'll admit it. I'm not proud of it, right? I will teach my mistakes in school to my son and hopefully he won't make those same mistakes. Phone lines are still open for that. 803-0930, star 930. It's funny. So during this morning, getting ready to go, you know, on a different schedule this week, which is great. Getting to sleep in a little bit, spend the mornings with my son, and then take him to my parents on my way here. And we were getting ready, and I picked him up to change him. And I swore it smelled like he had number two'd. Okay, which, you know, happens at least once a day. So I get, you know, like four or five wipes out, put them on the table just so they're ready to go. I don't have to be reaching around for things, all right? If you've been in this process with children, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Well, to my surprise, I change him. He had not number two'd. So just a little gassy baby. So I had all those wipes. I threw him in the diaper, threw the diaper on the ground with the plan that I was going to throw it away on my way home. During the last break, I remembered I never did throw it away before leaving. So I made sure my wife knows, hey, those aren't dirty wipes or anything. You don't have to worry about touching them. Just I forgot to throw it away. So these are the things. I probably should never just get in the habit of not putting the diaper on the floor. But, you know, you're in a hurry. You're there by yourself. All right, I'll get him in his chair, and then I'll go. I'll throw that away on my way out. Oops, it didn't happen. So that's that. 803-0930, star 930, if you want to talk about anything that we have brought up today. Obviously, you know, when I'm hosting, if I mentioned it once, it's on, it is a topic of conversation until the show ends. But let's get to, this one, because I don't have the right, 5 o'clock, I want to ask you, best Buffalo athletes. With Jonah Heim yesterday hitting his home run against the Astros, who are the best Buffalo athletes? That could mean Buffalo born. That could mean played for a Buffalo team. Who are the best Buffalo athletes? Where? What does your list look like? But, you know, Halloween is right around the corner. I mean, it is kind of ridiculous how places are already starting to shove the Halloween stuff off the floor for Christmas stuff. I mean, Christmas stuff is starting to take over the seasonal aisle. It's like if you didn't get your Halloween decorations by mid-October, more and more difficult to get, right? It's like trying to get summer clothes at the end of August. More and more difficult to get because fall stuff has already moved in. But as we get closer to Halloween, and for me, I love Halloween because it's, in my opinion, Halloween kicks off the holiday season. Right? Halloween's the first holiday of the quote holiday season. You go Halloween, you've got Veterans Day, you've got Thanksgiving, and you've got Christmas. That right there, holidays, it's a season of holidays. And so I'm excited for the 31st to come and go so we can get started so it's more appropriate to play Christmas music as bumps. Right now, if I played a Christmas song as a bump, I'd get a lot of complaints. More than I'm getting already, right? So Halloween season is here. By the way, GAC family, Great American Family, has already started Christmas movies. That started on the 13th of October. So they're starting even earlier than Hallmark Channel. So it's been nice to have a little something Christmas in the background. And it's not just me on a streaming service. Anyway, Halloween is here, right? And Full gear at the Halloween-specific stores. Spirit Halloween. By the way, Spirit Halloween is on, like, delivery platforms. I had an order at a Spirit Halloween a few days ago before the weekend. So just a little shout-out to Spirit Halloween. We're in full gear for Halloween season, right? My wife already got our costumes. Yes, we're having a family costume. And you'll see it on the socials on Halloween, I'm sure. I'm excited for it. But she went, she took care of all that. And yeah, I'm excited for Dawson's first Halloween. But there are some people who just get so in to Halloween. Like, Halloween is their Christmas. They start planning Halloween November 1st of the year before. Now, if you've listened to this station long enough, you remember there was a time where I wanted to get four other people, including me, so five, to the airport dressed up like the Backstreet Boys in the I Want It That Way video. We actually mentioned this a few times on the air. If I remember correctly, then COVID hit. But that was, maybe we need to bring that back. Obviously, we can't do it now, but for next Halloween, maybe we need to bring that push back. But there are some people that is, their year is planning their costume, right? They're not last minute going to get it at Party City or Spirit. They've got this thing planned out. They probably have it in their possession by March. So it's perfect for Halloween. So I have to know, 803-0930, star 930, tell me the best costume you've ever gotten. Tell me the craziest costume or thing you've dressed up as. And tell me the craziest one that you've seen. Are you one of these people that just get into dressing up? Like, is there an age where that stops? Like, I'm guessing not. I'm 35. I probably haven't dressed up for Halloween. This will be the first time in over a decade. Probably haven't dressed up for Halloween since college. But, you know, I have a son now. Maybe I'll dress up and go trick-or-treating with him. I don't know. Not this year, obviously. I mean in a few years when he's old enough to trick-or-treat. But, you know, the older I get, the more I'm like, why not? Maybe 1 year I'll be, I don't know, I can't think of anything. 803-0930, star 930, tell me your favorite costume of all time, your craziest costume of all time, and are you one of these people that gets really dressed up? Like, you put a lot of thought into your Halloween costume. You put weeks and months of time planning Halloween. 803-0930, star 930. And then, since we are 14? Am I doing the math right? Hold on. 14 days away from Halloween, 2 weeks from today, Halloween 2023, what is being handed out at your house? Do you have the same candy every year? Do you get the cheap bag of candy, and that's the candy you hand out? Are you the house that all the kids want to go to? Growing up, we had the house on the corner of the street. King-size Kit Kat bars every year. But they also knew exactly who had been there. You could not do a double take. You could not go, circle back around, and go again. So what is it, what is being handed out at your house? Do you add some music at the door? Do you have fun with it? I remember as a kid, you'd have some of the people, they'd, you know, have fog at the stairs, and they have some music, and you'd have to say, you know, maybe not trick or treat, but you'd have to, like, I don't know, they'd say something or something. They have two options. You know, I don't know what was in the other bag, right? You know, you got this one or this one. You had people that would completely gut out their garages and turn their garage into a haunted house. And at the end of the haunted house, they'd have the candy. Now, if you didn't want to go through the haunted house, you could still get the candy. But I went through the haunted house. So what's at your door? And maybe this is one I don't need to worry about yet, obviously. What is an age where it's, like, if you see a... If a kid is blank years old at your door, you don't give them candy. Is there an age cutoff for who gets candy on Halloween? 803-0930, star 930. I'll tell you this. There were some great candies Halloween. I never understood the people that would hand out, like, apples, because no one's eating the apple. They're going to throw it away. There was always a house that had popcorn. I appreciated that. Popcorn, something you could eat while you were trick-or-treating. Yeah, that was kind of nice. But, you know, you would always... Too bad I didn't know Mazurowski back when I was a kid, because he likes Circus Peanuts. Well, Circus Peanuts was at the bottom of the bag. You know what I mean? You'd have my sister and I would go trick-or-treating, and then obviously the good candies, the Reese's, the Kit Kats, the M&Ms, the Snickers bar, the Twix, those would be gone pretty quickly. And then you'd have the remainder, right? The Tootsie Rolls. I like Tootsie Roll, but I'm not reaching for it. It's not the first thing I'm getting, right? A Tootsie Pop probably would go before a Tootsie Roll, let's be honest. And those trick-or-treat bags would sit on the kitchen counter for months, right? My parents would put it in the cabinet, and then by, like, February, there's a trick-or-treat bag with, you know, Circus Peanuts and maybe two Tootsie Rolls that are so freaking hard by that point. So what is, for you, the go-to candy? And what is a candy that you would never think of handing out? Like, I remember it wasn't that long ago that I was trick-or-treating, right? When I'm 35, so I was trick-or-treating 20 years ago, 21 years ago. I think I was still trick-or-treating at 15, right? And I can just remember. Now, there are certain things that I didn't think I would like. But now I wish I could go back to Joe Beamer and say, no, you would like that, Joe. Mallow cups, marshmallow cups, didn't like those as a kid. Love those now. The little strawberry candies, I don't know what you call those. Love those. Didn't eat those as a kid. What's the thing where you bite off the top? Like the Coke bottle things? You know what I'm talking about, Tanner? No? It would be like, it would look like a Coke bottle. You'd bite off the top and drink the, I never messed with that. Loved Fun Dip, right? Fun Dip was fun. You get the Fun Dip stick and then you get all the, it was just pure sugar, right? Not good for you. Nothing on Halloween's good for you. Candy corn, right to the garbage, according to a texter. I 100% agree. I do not understand candy corn at all. And that goes for the pumpkins too, that taste just like the candy corn. Why did these things get so popular for Halloween? I agree with the texter. That's going right to the garbage. All right, you know what? I did get to a certain age where I was nice enough to say, no, thank you. I mean, you might think that's mean, but at least it's not going to waste. We are talking Halloween, costumes, candy, all of that good stuff. 803-0930, star 930. Again, I can't really remember a costume I dressed up after a certain age. I mean, I would still probably say my Power Ranger outfits. Like, if I could find the Green Ranger outfit, adult size, maybe for next Halloween. I probably should lose some weight first. But next Halloween, a Green Ranger adult outfit with the flute, I'd revisit that outfit. I would revisit that as a Halloween costume. And then Dawson could be one of the other Rangers, I guess. I'd be fine with that. I think that would be great. You know, I'll be the Green Ranger. Dawson can be whatever Ranger. My wife can be the Pink Ranger. We'd be three of the Power Rangers. I'd be fine with that. What's wrong with that? A nice family Halloween costume. Maybe we'll do that for the first year he can trick-or-treat, which I'm not sure what age that is. I'm guessing 3, 4. I don't know. Just go with the flow as it goes, right? On the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, someone says, at my house, we give out an M&M's assortment. I also give out Swedish Fish. Oh, Swedish Fish and Starburst and Skittles. Hershey bars all full size. Amazing. Swedish Fish, completely underrated. And, you know, you'd be trick-or-treating with a group of people, especially when you were a kid. And you know, someone would go, oh, Swedish Fish, I would trade because I love Reese's. But there would be so many Reese's at the end of trick-or-treating. I would trade a Reese's for a Swedish Fish. Very underrated. And sometimes you're just in the mood more for the Swedish Fish than all the chocolate. Because you got enough chocolate in your bag, right? Someone says, I dress up as a scarecrow and sit on my front porch holding the bowl of candy. They refer to the trick-or-treaters as brats. They get a trick and a treat. Oh, I see that. So they think the scarecrow is just holding the candy, but it's like one of those fake scarecrows and then jump up. I mean, like I said, people go all out for Halloween, right? I'm one of the people, I go all out for Christmas. People go all out for Halloween. You're seeing it now. I mean, there are more houses dressed up for Halloween than ever before. I love it. Don't get me wrong. I think it's great. I think it's great. People have fun with it. I'm sure when we get a house, I will be the same way. At trick-or-treat, I'll try to go all out for the trick-or-treaters. But I want to know from you. 803-0930, star 930 is the number. We're going to take this one. We'll push spot. We're going to take this one before the break. Cindy in Orchard Park. All right, Cindy, you guys go all out for Halloween. Tell me all about it.
Well, we always give away full-size candy bars.
Well, that's a plus.
Yep. We have an abundance of decorations, from like the jumping spider and ghouls and everything outside with music and lights and all of that. We actually have a petrified cat that we use as a decoration.
Wait, a real cat?
Well, it was, it's, you know.
Oh.
Now.
Oh, okay. I see.
And we make all of our own costumes.
Okay, so what, like, is it different every year?
Always. But more so when the kids were in school and stuff. Like, my son went to the school as the Joker, and he had a purple suit with the green vest and the face paint and a wig, and yeah.
Now, so Cindy, when did you guys, like, how did you decide to be the all-out Halloween people? Was it just a mutual love of the holiday? What was it?
I just think when the kids were young, we had fun dressing up as a family. You know, like we did the Wizard of Oz because I'm the only girl and I had the three boys. So we did I don't have three boys. I have a husband and two boys. But we did the whole
Halloween. I got what you're saying.
Right? And then one time when they were really little, we went as like the Pillsbury Doe family with the little hats and the aprons and, you know, stuff like that. But it started then.
Okay. I like that a lot. Now, let me ask you, when did the dressing up started? When you had your first son or after your second son?
No. We've been dressing up long before that, too.
Long before.
But we just like to incorporate the kids, and then they got into it.
All right. Now, let me ask, because this is a question that, you know, I'm going to need to know in a few years. What age do the kids start trick-or-treating?
You know, I figure if they can walk, that's okay. That's good.
All right. Well,
like, I don't think pushing around a month, you know, a however many month old,
well,
you
yes.
know, they can dress up, but trick or treating is kind of weird at that point.
All right. Well, when my son can walk, we're going trick or treating, Cindy, and we're going to make sure we go to your house.
You come to my house because I also have sangria for the parents that are walking.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, there's only one stop that we need to make on trick or treat Tuesday.
There you go.
All right, Cindy, appreciate the call. Cindy in Orchard Park, they go all out. See, I love that story. I love stuff like that. 803-0930, *930. Tell me about you. Halloween, costumes, candy. Do you go all out like Cindy's family? Tell us all about it. We're back after this.